This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. How federated data systems are reshaping global disease surveillance. Global infectious disease surveillance faces a paradox. Despite unprecedented technological capacity, health systems remain fragmented, unable to share critical epidemiological data across borders. A comprehensive review published in Nature Medicine, May 2026, examines how federated modeling approaches, systems that allow data to remain under local control while enabling collaborative analysis, are emerging as a practical solution to decades-old barriers in disease monitoring, from data interoperability to trust and equity. 195 countries participate in WHO disease surveillance networks, yet data integration remains fragmented across regional, national, and institutional silos. Global disease surveillance capacity, adoption of federated methods by region, 2024 to 2026, percentage of health institutions reporting integrated data sharing agreements with federated architecture, Western Europe, 78%, East Asia and Pacific, 62%, Americas, 55%, Middle East and Africa, 38%, Sub-Saharan Africa, 21%. Source: Nature Medicine Systematic Review, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. The fragmentation problem: why data silos cost lives. The Nature Medicine Review identifies three core barriers to data sharing in disease surveillance: incompatible data formats and terminology across health systems, reluctance to share sensitive epidemiological data due to sovereignty and privacy concerns, and institutional distrust rooted in historical inequities in research access and benefit sharing. These barriers are not technical alone. They reflect deeper structural inequities. Low and middle-income countries, LMICs, have contributed vast epidemiological datasets to global research, but historically received limited analytical returns or credit, according to the Nature Medicine Review. This imbalance breeds justified caution about joining centralized surveillance networks. Federated learning, preserving autonomy, enabling collaboration. Federated disease surveillance models invert the traditional pyramid. Rather than data flowing upward to a central repository, analytical algorithms flow outward and are executed locally on each institution's data. Results: aggregated insights, not raw data, flow back to the network. This architecture addresses the three barriers simultaneously. Data stays under local governance. Privacy is maintained through encryption and differential privacy techniques, and institutions retain analytical autonomy while contributing to global knowledge. The Nature Medicine Review highlights pilot implementations across three continents, examining how federated approaches are being tested in real-world surveillance scenarios. Equity and trust, the human infrastructure challenge. Technical architecture alone does not solve trust deficits. The Nature Medicine analysis emphasizes that successful federated surveillance requires parallel investment in governance frameworks, capacity building, and equitable benefit sharing. This means training local biostatisticians to conduct independent analysis within their federated nodes, ensuring that intellectual property and publication rights favor contributing institutions, and establishing transparent data governance bodies with representation from LMICs. The Nature Medicine Review emphasizes that federated disease surveillance networks require equitable governance structures and capacity-building investments to overcome institutional mistrust and ensure sustainable adoption across diverse healthcare systems. Implementation at scale, barriers ahead. Despite proof-of-concept success, barriers to global scale-up remain substantial, according to the Nature Medicine Review. Infrastructure costs, secure communication networks, interoperable electronic health records, and analytical computing capacity are concentrated in high-income countries. Standardization of data schemas and ontologies remains fragmented. There is no globally agreed-upon standard for encoding antimicrobial resistance patterns or variant nomenclature for respiratory viruses. Integration with existing surveillance systems poses political and operational friction. Most countries maintain parallel surveillance channels: passive reporting, routine case notification, sentinel surveillance, targeted high-risk sites, and laboratory-based surveillance. Federated models must map seamlessly across these silos, without overwhelming local staff. Key takeaways: federated surveillance preserves local data governance while enabling real-time collaborative disease analysis across borders, addressing decades-old barriers to interoperability. Equity in governance, capacity building, and authorship rights are prerequisites for sustainable adoption. Technical design alone cannot overcome institutional mistrust. Cybersecurity and data infrastructure gaps in low and middle-income countries remain a primary constraint to global implementation. Standardization of data schemas and ontologies is essential. Lack of global agreement on encoding disease information fragments federated networks. Frequently asked questions: what is the difference between federated surveillance and traditional centralized surveillance? In traditional centralized surveillance, raw data, case records, lab results are sent to a national or international hub where they are pooled and analyzed. In federated surveillance, data remains stored locally. Instead, analysis algorithms are sent to each partner institution to run on local data. Only aggregated results, summary statistics, model outputs, not individual records, are shared. This preserves privacy and local sovereignty while enabling collaborative analysis. Why do countries hesitate to join federated surveillance networks? Historical inequities in data sharing agreements and benefit sharing create justified skepticism. Low-income countries have historically contributed disease data that benefited high-income researchers while receiving limited analytical returns or credit. Modern federated networks address this through equity clauses, equal governance rights, capacity-building funding, equitable authorship, but trust must be rebuilt through transparent governance and consistent follow-through on commitments. As infectious disease threats become more complex, driven by antimicrobial resistance, zoonotic spillover, and climate-driven pathogen range expansion, the case for collaborative surveillance intensifies. Federated approaches offer a pathway that respects national sovereignty and data protection while forging the global connectivity that epidemiology demands, according to the Nature Medicine Review. Success will require sustained investment in local capacity, transparent governance, and a genuine commitment to equity that extends beyond technology. Explore more global health innovations on GMJ News. Source: Global Approaches to Infectious Disease Surveillance and Modeling, Nature Medicine, May 2026. At context, federated data systems are reshaping global disease surveillance. Description: Federated disease surveillance systems reshape global outbreak detection by preserving data sovereignty while enabling rapid cross-border collaboration. A Nature Medicine review examines implementation barriers and early successes. Author at Type Organization, named GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher at Type Organization, named GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published 2026-05-21. Date modified 2026-05-21. At context, is the difference between federated surveillance and traditional centralized surveillance? Accepted answer. At Type answer. Text: In traditional centralized surveillance, raw data, case records, lab results are sent to a national or international hub where they are pooled and analyzed. In federated surveillance, data remains stored locally. Instead, analysis algorithms are sent to each partner institution to run on local data. Only aggregated results, summary statistics, model outputs, not individual records, are shared. This preserves privacy and local sovereignty while enabling collaborative analysis. At Type question. Name: Why do countries hesitate to join federated surveillance networks? Accepted answer. At Type answer. Text: Historical inequities in data sharing agreements and benefit sharing create justified skepticism. Low-income countries have historically contributed disease data that benefited high-income researchers while receiving limited analytical returns or credit. Modern federated networks address this through equity clauses, equal governance rights, capacity building funding, equitable authorship, but trust must be rebuilt through transparent governance and consistent follow-through on commitments.